Cindy, welcome to Daybreak Africa.
Thank you. My pleasure to join you, James.
What are the top issues as Americans vote?
Well, James, the most recent and big opinion polls and surveys show that the top issue is the economy. You know, people's pocketbook issues. You know, are they able to go to the grocery store and buy what they want and pay for their rent and all of that? Close to 50% of U.S. voters saying the economy is extremely important. And then the second top two issues, about 4 in 10 Americans attach the same importance to abortion and women's reproductive rights and crime.
But for many people outside the United States, the issue of democracy when it comes to the United States is also very important. Do you find that the media has covered this issue enough?
That's an excellent question, James. And I have to say, as in many issues here in the U.S., it's kind of a partisan issue, and the country is very almost equally divided. You know, we had the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, an attempt to interrupt the peaceful transfer of power in this country. And we've had the congressional committee investigating it. And we've had hearings on that with millions of people watching. But most of those watching have been Democrats. And so, you know, Democrats are paying attention to this issue. As you rightly said, I think people overseas are paying perhaps a bit more attention to these, you know, midterm congressional and statewide and local elections more because they're sort of holding their breath and they want to see, you know, where Americans stand on this issue. And it'll be interesting to see not only if Republicans or Democrats win, but also what type of candidates, because among the Republicans, we do have some who are basically, you know, not vowing to recognize the results of elections. So this is a worrisome thing, as you said, to many people, both here in the U.S. and especially abroad.
We hear repeatedly, Cindy, about control of Congress. Why does this matter? After all, President Biden will still be president of the United States no matter what happens on Tuesday.
Yes, you're right. He will still be president. Of course, he is a Democrat. But as far as what he wants to accomplish, and one of the things is basically, you know, trying to get voting rights, especially for minorities in this country, more protected and to pass laws through Congress. So that's why it's so important, you know, whether Democrats or Republicans hold a majority in both houses of Congress. And it's very, very close right now with Democrats holding a slim majority in the House and Republicans expected to win control of the House on this election day. As usually the president, whoever's in the White House, his party usually takes a big beating at the polls after 2 years. So that is kind of expected. We'll have to wait and see when the votes are counted. But also the Senate, the Democrats have the smallest of majorities, a one-vote majority at the moment, and Republicans would just need to overturn that one, although that comes down to a lot of very close races.
Talk about the so-called battleground states. Why are these important?
Right. We have most states in the U.S. are either, you know, really majority Republican, like mainly in the South. And then we have some in the Northeast, which are, you know, clear majorities of Democratic voters. And then we have these so-called battleground states, such as Pennsylvania, Arizona, North Carolina, and Ohio, where they go back and forth depending on the candidates. Sometimes, you know, Democrats are elected, sometimes Republicans are elected. So these are being very closely watched, and also some out west in Arizona and Nevada are battleground states where it's very, very close. And even in the South, Georgia is being closely watched with two African-American candidates facing off there for the Senate race.
So, Cindy, when do you think Americans will be able to know the results?
We should get some trends as to whether, you know, there's a so-called red wave, which would be Republicans, or whether maybe Democrats are doing better than what we expected by late this evening. But if as to whether we really know, you know, which party controls the House or the Senate, that could take longer. And it's we shouldn't panic if it does. It's just these, you know, all these, you know, millions of mail-in ballots being counted.
Cindy, thank you so much again for joining us on Daybreak Africa.
My pleasure. Thank you.